This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Lawmakers are expected to hear from the acting director of national intelligence today. Joseph McGuire is expected to talk about the secret whistleblower complaint about President Trump's call to Ukraine's leader this summer that touched off an impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A small group of lawmakers got to read the complaint at the Capitol last night, including House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I found the allegations deeply disturbing. I also found them very credible.
It will surely lead to questions for Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire. Some Republicans defended the president, like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
To impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
Even the president of Ukraine said he didn't feel pressure to act on the request to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his family. Volodymyr Zelensky answered reporters' questions with President Trump at his side at the United Nations.
Nobody push it. Push me. Yes.
In other words, no pressure.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Sagar Magani says President Trump's explanation for why he froze aid to Ukraine earlier this year doesn't match the facts.
Democrats are demanding to know if the president held back the military aid in a bid to force Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. He's been saying that wasn't the case at all.
As usual, the United States helps and nobody else is there. So I want to see other countries help.
And while meeting with Ukraine's president,
they have to feel a little bit guilty about it because they don't do what they should be doing.
What they're actually doing is giving Ukraine far more development assistance than the U.S. European Union institutions gave Ukraine $425 million from 2016 to 2017. That's more than double the U.S. contribution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told world leaders of the United Nations Wednesday that there will be no negotiations with the United States as long as economic sanctions remain in effect, after withdrawing last year from the 2015 international agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program. The United States imposed measures targeting Iran's oil industry. The U.S. said the agreement did not do enough to curb Tehran's nuclear development. Here's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter in an interview, courtesy of Fox News Channel.
Trust is something that Mr. Trump took away from this framework. We had an agreement. Mr. Trump exited without a valid justification, and illegally.
Tehran has since surpassed some of the 2015 agreement's limitations, arguing that the other signatories are not living up to their part of the agreement, particularly ensuring that Iran gets sanctions relief. An unrepentant Prime Minister Boris Johnson brushed off cries of resign and dared his foes to try to topple him Wednesday at a raucous session of Parliament, a day after Britain's highest court ruled he acted illegally in suspending the body ahead of the Brexit deadline. Amid shouts, angry gestures, and repeated cries of order in the House of Commons, Johnson emphatically defended his intention to withdraw Britain from the European Union on October 31st. With or without a separation agreement with the EU.
This government that I lead has been trying truly to get us out. And most people, indeed most supporters of the party opposite, regardless of how they voted 3 years ago, think the referendum must be respected.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called for Johnson to resign and rejected Johnson's taunting demand for a no-confidence vote in the government, saying he won't support a new election unless a no-deal Brexit is ruled out. The woman who launched France's Me Too movement against sexual harassment has been ordered to pay damages to the man she accused of harassment. A Paris court on Wednesday ruled that the female journalist must pay the male TV executive $22,000 for defaming him. The accuser says she will appeal the ruling, and the accused TV executive used Twitter to call the ruling a victory of true justice. The United States and Honduras signed an agreement Wednesday as part of a U.S. effort to stem the flow of Central American migrants trying to cross from Mexico. Details have not been released, but it comes after two safe third country deals the United States recently signed with El Salvador and Guatemala. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. And we say thank God it's Friday. And so later on the show, I'll be having a quick chat with Mr. Jacob Conte. Yes, Jacob was here some 6 months ago, and now he's back from Africa, and we want to know what is happening at the Canadian College of Modern Technology in Mile 91, Sierra Leone. And so Jacob is going to tell us all about it. But right now, let's get on with some music. Only You, Schoolboy Wheezy from Liberia, comes in with this track. And right after that, Fire by Chris Moon of South Sudan, and Bad Man by the young and talented Ijatu from Sierra Leone. But Only You is our track right now with Schoolboy Wheezy from Liberia.
some people say, maybe you me lover. I don't wanna hear what some people say. Me know you can give it to me more. You are my na na na. I am your. For Bamba, baby, Jibunia. Bini, how to she mean everything to me. Here for Tofu to Kulu. Tell one I love. See, the one I need. Tell one I belong to carry. Tell one I love. She, the one I need. Tell one I belong to carry. Fire. Anytime when she come. My girl is fire, 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 baby. This girl is killing me, yeah. Oh, my baby's fire. You're the one that can make me feel alright whenever I am stressed. No matter what some people say, baby, you me lover. Been here a lot to she mean everything to me. Here for tofu to kulu. The one I love, she the one I need. Some people say, you know, you can give it to me more.
They say you a bad man, you are no good. They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna play me for a fool. They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna play me for a fool. They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? A bad man, now you treat me like you not figure daughter. You come in at me head and drink, color me water. Standing at the corner, smoke your marijuana. When the police come, you back under my cover. I'm your friend, I'm your queen, I'm your lover. You are my shutter, my king, love doctor. Boy, why you wanna treat me so bad? You're loving good, but you so, so bad. They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you a bad man, you are no good.
I'm no good.
You wanna blame me for a fool?
Yo, listen, I'm bluffing. Sprinkle trees on my muffin coffin. Luggage, we smuggling, winking, salute the captain. Youngin', we cool running, no need for distractions. Life, living like a movie, just watch us in action. But keep it off the record. I know my law professor. I called her 3 times, yes, never left a message. We take the proper measures. Mix the salt with pepper. We all in for the profit. Shorty, it's worth the effort. Classic magic, stuff them in the khakis. 3 up like AI, no need for the practice. Swish, buzzer, 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 be the addict. Russell W, what a hustle, triple double average.
Rest of my time, it's a me walk one. Rest of my time, it's a me walk one. Walk one, tell me, walk one. Rest of my time, it's a me walk one. They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you a bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you a bad man, you are no good.
You wanna blame me for a fool? They say you are bad man, you are no good. You wanna blame me for a fool?
Bad man, beautiful, this rising star, she's going places. Ijatu from Sierra Leone, and right before that, Fire by Chris Moon of South Sudan, and Only You by Schoolboy Wheezy of Liberia. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. I'll be back. Don't go away.
My name is Icy T Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Let's take a trip now to Kenya with the track Imeni Bamba by Atemi featuring Eric Wainaina. And right after that, Leila Leila by Kanda Bongo Man of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Kienkien Biedi Mawu by Rocky Dawuni featuring Sakodi from his brand new album Beats of Zion. But Imeni Bamba right now by Atemi featuring Eric Wainaina of Kenya.
When you lay your head I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
akwebidi mpabweti amyo nuni mshoni keshebi akwani myo akwebidi mpabweti amyo nuni mshoni keshebi akwani myo cheche die dime uo cheche die dime uo aje cheche
Tabone, will be this year the Ben will be better me. Between a moy if you have a do will be mass. We be Tiam and also said that she be a bombing. I cut any baby net to Tima Kumau in such a room or come here and I'm a fan. Now my dream is to be sent to me down. The beer if you mean to be grand and be the hair. We'll be sitting up for a dress at Gibia. Forget it, Bia. Me here with Sia. Change me, the woman sitting here in India. Same shame, the doff who will be there by you. We are sitting here, never better than the aqua. The two men for the man for the city will be a boy. And come and name it off with the two that make a baby beer if you name it. Then I'm a teacher. So I'm from a bonnet. I'm coming in the
world.
NKMBA Dimawo, Rocky Dawuni from the album Beats of Zion featuring Sakodi of Ghana. And before that, Leila Leila by Kanda Bongoman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Imani Bamba by Atemi featuring Eric Wainaina of Kenya. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Jacob Sachs Conte, the acting principal now of the Canadian College of Modern Technology in Sierra Leone. Yes, he's right here, and he'll be talking to me. Just a quick chat with him to know what is happening. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
African Beat on VOA showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation with the artists. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bongo Flavor, Bubu to Sukus and more, host David Vandy has his finger on the pulse of the hottest African music show on your airwaves Mondays to Fridays at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Are you just joining me? Then it's a pleasant welcome. Far Away is what is going to take us into our interview with our guest today. And this is by Manzu Manaman. Let's take this one. And when we come back, Jacob Conte will be talking to us.
Baby, cancel me, just keep na me lane. Then say, punky, not to blast us. But you cry, no man, no, they pass. Then say, punky, not to blast us. But you cry, no man, no, they pass. I say, you love, they eat me like a tender. From January to December. Ooh, girl, you make a member. Me and you two na that corner. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. I lay down, they sleep, they dream about you. Every day, I they think about you. You kind of man, or they play 1-2. Inside me, I tell you love a tattoo. Hey, girl, you love the sweet me. I don't mind if they meet me. I say, me find salon titi. We love put in a book like it's sweet. Oh, me sweet lover. Me upline, baby, oh. The one we give me, gotta feel how they feel, how they feel. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me, go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me, go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Then say, punky, not to blast us. But you kind of man, no, they pass. Then say, punky, not to blast us. But you kind of man, no, they pass. Oh, me sweet lover. Me upline, baby, oh. The one we give me, got to feel how they feel, how they feel. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Mr. Jacob Conte, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Good to meet you again.
Yes, it's good to see you again. It's been like over 6 months, the last time you were here.
Yeah, last time I was here, it was in March and it was raining.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was. But I know you have been out there at the Canadian College of Modern Technologies in Sierra Leone, Mile 91 to be precise.
Yes.
And so how are things going out over there?
Brother, things are great, you know. After living there in 32 years, this is the first time I've been in Sierra Leone for 6 months in a row. And it's been good. It's been good.
You know, yeah, some people were thinking, oh, will Jacob be able to stand the pressure over there? You've lived in America for well over 32 years, and now you're going back to Sierra Leone just to go and settle. How did you make it?
Well, you know, it all depends on the outlook in life. One thing I decided going was to forget everything about America. Not forget America, but adopt the Sierra Leonean way. So every morning I wake up, I take a 3-mile walk down the road, know, talk to the people. And so I look on the positive side of life. I eat organic food, you know, organic food. There is no McDonald's in my 91. So because I focus on those, you know, those goodies, I'm able to live there.
Okay, so just give me a brief on the Canadian College of Modern Technology. Tell me a little bit more about the things that you guys do.
Well, you know, Canadian College of Modern Technology, we focus mostly on integrating technology into everything we do. So we are an affiliate of NGELA University, so we're part of NGELA. But what we do is any student that comes there also take technology courses. Because one thing I've learned is many times students go to the university and they graduate, they don't even have an email. When students get to our school, we give them a laptop from day one, and we have unlimited high-speed internet.
Wow.
So because of that...
In Sierra Leone?
Oh, yeah.
In my 91.
I do my Cash App. I don't know who started Cash App. Ask my kids. I send them money all the time, Google Wallet. I mean, I send all this stuff. But because we have internet, the kids don't want to leave. They're always on YouTube. Okay. We listen to your show right there in my 91.
Live. Wow, that's good. That's good. That's good. So returning home for 6 months, what do you see most of the positive signs, the positive signs that you see out there at the college?
The positive sign is our young people. I teach two classes. One is a class in professional ethics. I also teach a class in writing. When you talk to these young people, it's an amazing thing, because often we hear about GC results. But when you talk to people, you know, these are very smart kids. They have their own personal opinion. So that's really what has given me joy, knowing that instead of just sitting there and writing about Sierra Leone, I'm now part of the story. And I can talk to young people and also mentor them.
So that's all right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, you see, we bring in education and everything, because even the music is part of education, because at the Canadian College, I see that you've started encouraging musicians to come to college and learn how to promote themselves.
Yeah, well, because we have the technology, we can bring musicians and basically teach them, which is them video editing. That way they can, you know, they can do their own videos.
They can do their own video editing themselves.
Yeah, editing themselves. And we, of course, we can produce beats. We can mix things.
You can produce beats also in the college now.
We do produce beats. In fact, we have our own, you know, drone. We have drone technology, so we can take videos all over town.
So these guys will go there. They can also graduate with...
With a bachelor's
and come
degree,
out with a bachelor's?
Also be musician. Music. That's something that usually that has been lacking for years.
Man, well, that has never been there in the first place. So there is an avenue now where they can go, the musicians can go and learn something and come out and make good use of it.
Yes, because one of the things I think we talked about, musicians are very smart people, you know, but often they are not given the avenue where they can have professional degrees. And I just feel they can do both. You can be a musician and also have a college degree.
Well, if you're looking at that, what about the other forms of arts? Drama, you know?
All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
In fact, one of the things we're going to start doing is to bring artists down to the school, you know, whether you're a musician, drama, bring them to the school, have them interact with our students, then they can find their niche.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Let's enjoy a quick music break now. Without You by Naomi Achu featuring Indo Baba from Cameroon. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our guest.
Think about you. I don't care what they say. I don't care what
for my cats. All around the world, from Japan to France. Airport to airport, we count the cash. Money no problem, we get the stash. Down to I can't think, I can't eat, can't sleep, can't drink. Got it so high that I think I need a shrink. Hold my hand, I think I'm about to sink. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of all? Who is the queen? Now she be the queen for this town. If you get trouble, I beg, make you put your foot down. I don't drink your medicine.
Without You, Naomi Achu of Cameroon featuring Indubaba. Yes, beautiful tune.
So, what's good coming back after 6 months?
Well, I think you still enjoy the age.
Are you running to go back right now?
I'm leaving in 10 days, man. I mean, I'm leaving in 10 days,
but
you
Jacob,
know.
But, Jacob, that is so unfair to us here.
Well, the thing is, I have so much to do. I mean, I have to hire new lecturers. I have to interview new students. I'm part of the JELA Senate. You know, we have all these things to do. So I can't sit here in Virginia and be making pancakes when I need to go back and take care of business.
You are a journalist.
Oh, really?
I want people to know because maybe they don't know down there.
No, they don't.
You are a journalist.
Yes.
You are a clergy. And you are an educator.
Yes.
So how do you combine all of these? How do you put all of this? Come on, man. That is too much
work. Well, it all works together. So as an administrator, of course, I'm the acting principal. So that's the education part. And of course, I'm Seventh-day Adventist. So on Saturday, I'm the pastor in the local church. I even have a Wednesday prayer meeting there. But then I also do the journalism part because if you look at the ads we run, I write most of the scripts. So I'm able to combine the three and still be okay.
Okay, well, it's good to have you here. But before you go, recently, the WASC result from the West African Examination Council came out from Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really very bad.
Yes.
And you are an educator. Tell me. And it's like everything from our educational sector going down, there's too much corruption in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids are paying for exams. Teachers are taking monies from students, you know, and how do you think that is going to play out? Because this is not the way we grew up. This is not the way you grew up. You fought for your education. And now it has gotten so bad. But you as an educator and you are there. What can you throw in the basket?
Well, you know, education is a long process. What I see happening in Sierra Leone, David, is we've lost the first love we had for education. I mean, you have kids who all the focus on many of the kids is just on the American pop culture. So you have students most of the time who don't even read books. And thank God we changed that at Canadian College. I also feel the WASC exam is really not the best way to raise students. Some of the best students in the world don't need to go through that exam. So we need to really find a way to test students in a different, because how do you take an exam that you don't even have the syllabus for? Many of these kids only prepare for 3 years. You know, you and I, we prepared for 5 years. 3 years is not enough. So the whole education system needs to be revamped.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. And you want to send a message now to your students at My 91 around the country?
Listen, Canadian College of Modern Technology, this is the message. Everybody knows JELA for agriculture. They know Frabe College for communication. But we are the School of Technology in Sierra Leone. Come over and we'll change your life.
That's what I'm talking about. That is my guest for today, and that is Mr. Jacob Conte. He's an administrator and educator at the Canadian College of Modern Technology in Sierra Leone. And I want to give a thumbs up to the man, the brains behind the Canadian College of Modern Technology, and that is Muksin. Muksin lives in Canada, but he says, hey, I am going back home and I'm going to give back to my country. So Muksin, we want you to know that we're truly proud of you and thank you so much for this wonderful initiative, and I hope it will spread across the country.
And I give my last statement. Mm-hmm. If you want to succeed, come to Canadian College of Modern Technology. We will exceed your expectation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jacob Conte. It's been a pleasure having you right here.
All right. Thank you, David.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
This one a party time, 'cause there's no stress. This one a party time, 'cause life is too short. I have to feel alright, 'cause
this is in my life. Yeah.
Patumudu, eno patumudu, yeah. Patumudu, nimu patumudu, yeah.
Be happy.
Hello, hello,
hello.
I say be happy.
If you're happy and you know, show your hands, show your hands. If you're happy and you know, show your hands, show your hands. Yeah.
You know God is good, friends are good. I'm stressless.
Be happy.
Focus on just us two. There's no other one like you. Together, there's nothing that
Happy by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Kucheza by Mafiki Zolo of South Africa. All these beautiful tunes coming to you today on The Voice of America. Well, I just want to say thanks to all of you for joining me today on the show. And a big thank you to my guest, Jacob Conte, the acting principal of the Canadian College of Modern Technology in Sierra Leone, My 91. I am David Vandy, and I'm splitting the scene right now. But hey, Summertime by Jimmy B is what I'll use to say bye-bye.
Welcome to another party. Welcome to Jimmy B's party. Welcome to another party. No one can deny it. Oh, 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 oh. Jimmy B's got to
the body's on the